92.5 Kiss FM, Mojo in the Morning, and 101.5 The River is joining me in studio because we're going to talk about one of her favorite subjects.
Weed.
Marijuana. Also, by the way, joining us for this is Jerry Joyner, J-Man. He hosts Weed and Whiskey TV. Weedandwhiskey.tv is the website for his show, his podcast. J-Man, it's great to have you back on.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, so J-Man, as you know, as Megan knows, marijuana is not yet legalized in Ohio. It's what? On the ballot in November, I know. The Ohio Marijuana Legalization Initiative will be voted on in November of this year. I went to, and this is top of mind for me, and there's a couple of stories I wanted to talk about. I dropped a friend off at the airport in Detroit yesterday morning. At 9:30, I drove back from DTW, decided to stop at the exit in Monroe. This is the exit in Michigan, the first exit when you leave the state of Ohio to go into the state of Michigan, and the last exit coming back into the state of Ohio. At that exit, there are no less than, I think, 5 or 6 pot shops.
We love to see it.
So just off the top of my head, there's King of Buds, House of Dank, Nirvana.
If you go like 7 miles up the road, there is Jars.
Every one of those stores was slammed. I'm talking about hundreds of cars. And I stopped it there for a second out of curiosity. You know, pure curiosity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it, again, is illegal in Ohio.
The wait time to get into the store, 1 hour.
Yeah, that's why you text your reservation while you're on your way up.
1 hour. What are all these people doing at 9:30 in the morning on a Sunday getting stoned?
I need to tell you that there's this I want to call it almost like a motto that I live my life by on the weekends, and it's called wake and bake. And you wake up and you consume and you enjoy being an adult. It's great. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
I mean, shouldn't you be prepared if you're stoned from the night before? Do you really want to get up at 9:30 in the morning?
How do you think weed works? I would love to know how you think this works. Do you just consume one and then you're like high for the rest of your life?
Or? I don't know, but I think I'm still buzzed from the Snoop Dogg concert.
That was, you want to talk about bad weed? That was some bad weed at the Snoop Dogg concert.
Bad weed going around.
Go to Michigan and get the good stuff.
So, J-Man, I mean, are you seeing this in other states where it is legalized and these dispensaries are just essentially printing money 24/7?
Well, Scott, Megan, you know, I think those people were there early on Sunday morning to get prepared for the week.
That's right.
Those were early starters. They were getting ready for the week because they're real busy, so they get a week's worth of supply on Sunday morning before the big lines get there. You should have went at noon. The lines would be even longer.
That could be true.
88% of Americans are in favor of legalizing cannabis for adult use now. 88%. When has America been this much in favor of the same, you know, that many Americans in favor of the same thing? I think it's great.
Even if you're not in favor of it, truly, if you're going to think about this like a rational way, you just think of the money that you are losing to Michigan because you haven't legalized it here. That could be going towards educational programs or roads or whatever it is. Like, the fact that we are just giving that money to other states instead of here is crazy.
That's one of the first things I noticed was driving through the parking lot. The number of Ohio plates probably overwhelmed the number of Michigan plates that I saw. In fact, I pulled up behind one truck, and I watched these two guys come out of the store carrying at least 4 big grocery bag-sized bags each. So let's assume 8 grocery bags that they walked out of the dispensary with, opened the back of their SUV, and I saw them pull out bags from other dispensaries around the area and load them into the Container Store Lock and Lock boxes. They were obviously taking orders or trafficking the pot across state lines.
Don't say trafficking. No, some of that just stays in sealed bags and you don't have to go up there as often.
I mean, we've all been in that situation. Hey, you're going to go get something to eat? Pick me up something. They're just getting that for their friends.
It's the same thing. While you're there, I mean, here's a hundo. Give me a couple of gummies.
Sure. You know. All right. So I want to know, in Ohio, y'all don't have the Delta 9 yet?
No.
Okay. So here in Texas, regulated marijuana is illegal. You can't go to a dispensary here in Texas, but you can virtually go to any convenience store or gas station and get some Buck-A-Buzz Delta 9 gummies or a Tejas tonic THC seltzer drink. So people aren't just smoking weed anymore, Scott. They're drinking it. They're eating it. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mention that because there is a THC seltzer. Megan, do you remember what this is called?
I don't off the top of my head, but
I ordered it. Yeah. Did you get it in?
Yeah, it got delivered to my house. I could not believe it.
Is it good?
Again, it works pretty quick, which is nice. But I was shocked that I was able to get it shipped to my house. You and I were laughing because I put it in the cart and we were like, well, once I put my address in for delivery, it's going to say it can't deliver. And then I put the address in. I was like, well, once I hit submit payment, it's not going to come. And then once I hit submit payment, I was like, it's not actually going to get delivered. And then it showed up and I was like, somebody missed this.
This is all because of the 2018 Farm Bill, where they made hemp-derived THC legal as long as it was below 0.3 THC by dry weight volume. So some guys with pocket protectors and lab coats figured out a way to take real THC and make it legally at the right levels. But people get high on this. You test positive for a drug test. I smoke pot all the time, okay? So I can eat a bag of these Buck-A-Buzz, and it's not going to do that much to me. My wife does a half of one, and, boy, she's ready to go to sleep. My 75-year-old mother-in-law takes one for back pain. Okay, she doesn't do her hydrocodone anymore. So is that not a good thing?
That's one of the reasons why I'm in favor of legalizing marijuana. I suffer from lower back pain, and I've tried these THC CBD gummies that somebody recommended for me, and it works better than anything else I've ever tried.
Yeah, take some THC topical. This is like rubbing on like Icy Hot. You know, Shaq don't have anything on this THC stuff. I mean, my 85-year-old mother has plantar fasciitis really bad, and she'll put that cream on her foot, and all of a sudden she's like, my foot doesn't hurt. But, boy, I'm not going to do any drugs ever, you know. Mom, that had marijuana in it. Really? Well, can you leave it with me? You know? So let's look at – it's not all just about smoking a bong or a joint anymore. The beverage and the gummy is where all the new partakers – I've been doing this since the 70s. But Megan mentioned the drinks. You can literally order these in 48 states. You can go online and go to one of these websites, Buck-A-Buzz or Sip Howdy, and order these products as long as you're not in Arkansas or Idaho, and they'll ship them to you.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is when we talk about why hasn't this happened, though, is because of our prisons and the prison industrial complex. And I mean, until we don't pay people off for filling prisons, we're not going to see it be federally legalized.
Yeah, this is way off topic. We could spend hours discussing this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in favor of legalization for a lot of different reasons, including the tax revenue that it brings. But also, I think it's got so many medicinal uses, and from a recreational standpoint, is no more dangerous than, and perhaps even safer than alcohol in most cases. Plus, as Megan says, by legalizing it, you solve many of the problems we have with criminal justice and prison reform. I don't know why it's not a more conservative issue.
It's little wonder that our prisons are filled with people for minor marijuana convictions. I myself, in 1992, spent 4 weekends. I had to go in on Friday night, and I would get out Monday morning because I had two joints in Collin County, Texas, and they made me go on the weekends and go. I was a hardened criminal. You know, I was a successful businessman. I just enjoyed smoking pot instead of drinking booze. Yeah, I drink a little whiskey here and there, but if I drink too much, my wife gives me the stink eye. But she lets me smoke as much pot as I want because I don't get in any trouble when I do pot.
I got no inclination to get into any trouble. That's J-Man, Jerry Joyner. He's the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. Weedandwhiskey.tv is the website. And Megan Mixon here from 92.5 KISS FM. I think this is something we'll talk about more with you, J-Man, over the next few months as we get closer to this November ballot initiative. But also, this was a funny story. This came from Dallas, from your state, from Texas. There's a sign on a window at a bar that refuses to serve customers if they smell like marijuana. What the hell?
I mean...
Yeah, that's making the rounds in the press. You know, as a 49 and a half year, almost a half a century user of cannabis, I remember so often I would stop someplace, I would go wash my face, I'd douche my eyes, I'd gargle because I didn't want to smell like cannabis if I went to see one of my clients. You know, I was a fairly successful salesman, but I didn't want to be judged for that. Now that I'm the host of Weed and Whiskey, I'm okay that I smell like that. But should it just be marijuana? What about cigars? What about just bad body odor?
Yeah.
I think they were making kind of a statement. This is old J-Man speaking here, but I think they were trying to appeal to a different demographic to not come to the restaurant, and I think that's wrong. I think that's bad.
That's probably spot on.
I mean, I have perfume that has patchouli in most of it, so, like, Do people just think I smell bad?
I mean, patchouli is pretty awful.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It tells everybody that I probably have marijuana on me.
Like wearing a sign. So why do you think this is something that they can legally do, J-Man? Can they legally prevent somebody from eating in their restaurant if they smell like weed?
Here in Texas, you can refuse service to anyone for any reason as long as it's not based on race, gender, you know, all the things that we're supposed to pay attention to. And it's just kind of ironic. This fella's done this a couple times. I think sometimes he does it to get a little press in the paper because it's kind of controversial. But some people like to take the marijuana and put it inside of a cigar wrapper called a back roller, backwoods, backwater.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it has a really strong, pungent odor of both the marijuana and the cigarette, and it lingers on people. And I think that fella was just kind of trying to say, hey, if you smell like this, don't come in my place. I think that's a wrong way to do that. And there are some issues from legalities. You know, if he's doing this just because a certain demographic of people that like to smoke marijuana in that fashion and it makes them smell a little bit more, wouldn't you be more polite and say, sir, would you mind going to the restroom and maybe washing your face and hands instead of running off a customer? Yeah. In today's time, I want as many customers as I can get.
Yeah, I want them to have the munchies.
Yeah.
I want them to come in hungry. It seems to me, too, that there are weed restaurants popping up in some places like California, too.
In Michigan. They'll send private chefs to your house.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to charge $420 per person. I'm like, what kind of fine dining is that? You know, these curated underground meals or even in restaurants, especially states that it's recreationally or adult use legal. Consumption lounges are the new hot thing. And one of the reasons I think it's because of these drinks. They're sessionable, meaning that they're real low dose, 2.5 to 5 milligrams of THC. So it's like drinking beer. So you could go and spend an hour and a half, drink two or three of those, and just like drinking two or three beers, not be too intoxicated to function and go drive and do all those things. But moderation is important in whatever you do.
Absolutely. J-Man, great to have you back on.
Hey, anytime. Let's talk soon about employment in marijuana.
Absolutely. Weedandwhiskey.tv is the website.